Representative Frey endorses Senator Graham against Representative Norman in South Carolina GOP Senate runoff. Another contender in South Carolina's special Republican Senate primary has weighed in on the remaining candidates. Representative Russell Frey threw his support behind Senator Darlene Graham on August 13. Graham will compete in the August 25 runoff against Representative Ralph Norman. The two are vying to fill the slot held by Graham's late brother, Lindsey Graham. In a post on X, Frey said the current senator would be a strong advocate for the agenda of President Donald Trump, who has endorsed her candidacy. "I'm asking everyone who supported our campaign to join me in supporting Darlene Graham for the United States Senate," he wrote. Frey's statement came after the fifth-place finisher, businessman Mark Lynch, endorsed Norman. Another candidate, Duke Bucker, has also thrown his support behind the fiscal hawk, known for his connections to the House Freedom Caucus. Former South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford, the fourth-place finisher in the primary, has not issued an endorsement. His son, Landon Sanford, announced his support for Norman. Despite Trump's support for Graham, conservatives and Republicans have been split on the candidates. Graham, who was appointed to her seat by South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster, has been backed by major Senate Republicans, including her counterpart in South Carolina, Senator Tim Scott. Scott chairs the powerful National Republican Senatorial Committee, a hub for GOP fundraising. Graham also received an endorsement from Cody Simpson, the Republican nominee for South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture. Norman's backers include former Senator Jim DeMint. The congressman also appeared alongside Senator John Kennedy at a recent event in South Carolina. Former Governor Nikki Haley, whose 2024 presidential bid was supported by Norman, publicly backed the congressman ahead of the August 11th primary, writing on Facebook on August 10th that he has never let our state down. "The United States Senate does not need another politician trying to become something they are not," Haley wrote. Members of South Carolina's Freedom Caucus have also endorsed Norman. Spending and associated advertising in the race are also intensifying as August 25th nears. A federal election filing from the PAC Palmetto Action shows more than $1.2 million in spending against Norman. Norman's campaign filings reflect a $400,000 loan from the candidate to himself. The congressman built a career in real estate development before entering politics. Before Graham was appointed to the Senate, she worked in disability services and was commissioner of the South Carolina Commission for the Blind.